Okay, great.
You should record that too.
Okay, it's okay if I record this, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you say is your description of preservers, pathbreakers, and pioneers?
So the idea behind that is that in every community, there is someone, there usually a woman, who everybody knows has kind of old newspaper clippings and has the kind of history of the community in her house, whether it's because her children were kind of so involved in everything, or she was the teacher in the one-room schoolhouse of that place, or she's just a kind of a history buff. So that person is the preserver that I imagine, the person who everyone doesn't necessarily, who folks who are looking for the public history scholar or the librarian who everyone knows would miss this person. So that individual. It also, preservers also includes the archivists who have been working at state libraries and nonprofit libraries for a long time and kind of compiling collections of materials. Someone like formerly Diana LaChataigner at Schomburg Center. There are those individuals, Juanita Murray here at Vanderbilt University, who have taken on the job of archivist and have been doing that yeoman's labor for a long time. It is not labor that people see, but it's labor that is invaluable to the preservation of the history of a particular community. Pathbreakers, the idea is individuals, regardless of generation, individuals who have kind of done what some people today call disruptive innovation. So individuals who have come up with something new in their community, in their organization, in their context. It can involve an academic who has come up with a new theoretical framework for thinking about a particular issue, a particular way of thinking about diaspora. But it can also be someone who, who came up with the concept of lean in. The people who came up with the concept of TED Talks. So someone who is an innovator, someone who has come up with something new, but is not necessarily a foundation generation person. The pioneers are what I call foundation generation folks. In a kind of U.S. context, that would be someone born, 20s, 30s, probably a little bit in the 40s. Who really was the one who had to fight the battle to be the first. Thinking here of someone like a Rosetta Perry, editor of the Tennessee Tribune here in Nashville, thinking of someone like a Hortense Spillers here at Vanderbilt University, and like a Houston Baker, individuals who really were the pioneers in a particular field, in a particular arena. So those are kind of pathbreakers, preservers, and pioneers.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And how does this program fit into your overall vision of Voices from Our America?
It is a more specific, it's a particular thread within Voices from Our America. So Voices from Our America is, the idea is that we are attending to neglected voices, attending to the voices of individuals, the voices that have been forgotten, that have been erased, or that just have not been paid attention to. And so Pathbreakers, Preservers, and Pioneers is a more specific aspect of Voices from Our America. So it's these individuals who are who kind of document and preserve the history of a community, be it in a formal archival setting or in an informal archival setting. It's individuals who are the first to go through something, to take on a particular challenge. It's these path breakers who decide, who say, okay, this is this new direction we need to go in. I'm not satisfied with the way we have been going. We need to think beyond beyond that. So that's how it fits into the overall voices context. They are neglected. They are neglected voices, but particular kinds of voices.
Awesome. Well, that was all Dolores believed that we should take. So.
Okay.
Great. Okay.